Well, Passport Soccer have been assistant students since 2002. Every year we sent over 100 players on the male and the female side from the UK and from Ireland. So our job is to find the best talent around Ireland, bring them in for an assessment day. So the way Passport Soccer works is we go in through three main stages. So first off, you'll register on the Passport Soccer website, passportsoccer.com, and then you'll put in your details regarding your background information on academics and football. The next stage is to come out to an assessment day, which will be happening on the 16th of May at the Letterkenny Institute of Technology. On that day, we will have a PowerPoint presentation just explaining the route to America, how Passport Soccer can help you in getting a scholarship to America. And then the third part is coming into the network, where we will then have a showcase which brings coaches from the US over to assess football players here in Ireland.
Well, I suppose the first point of this is your ability to play soccer. What's the basement level that you have to be at to meet the criteria to get the process going, Stephen?
At the end of the day, if you're playing at League of Ireland, of course, that's brilliant. But it's not all about that. What we try to say is if you're 15, 16, and you're maybe playing at club level, you've had international recognition. But yet again, it's not a case of finding the best players. It's finding the best academic students as well. So you're going over the student athletes. So if your academics match up in order of getting a good leaving cert, you have a great opportunity of going down this route. But compared to the Irish system, where you have to get your points in order to get a degree in a university, it's not all about the point system. The American system opens up a wide range of university options in regards to the subjects you can take. So if you go to America, you have an open choice of their university subjects, opposed to in Ireland, where you have to commit to a certain degree.
Let's just go back to the football and ability side of it, Stephen, before we continue with the academic. I asked you about what is the basement, I suppose, particular criteria that you have to meet to sort of get the application going. And just to reiterate that you don't have to be an Irish international at youth boy level from Donegal to move forward with us. Is that correct?
No, definitely not. If you are playing at club level, the opportunities are still there as well. We've sent many a player over that have played maybe at club level and not gone on to play at a very high professional level in any way.
On the academic front then, as you say, there's a wide range of subjects to choose from. And I suppose when somebody gets in there to the schooling system in America at university level, how hard is it then at that stage to combine your sport with your studies? Because as people develop through college and university, some students find that difficult, and that can be probably a wee bit more difficult given that you're so far away from home as well, Stephen.
Of course. So if I just break down the way it actually works in regards to when you go to America. So what you would do is you would fly into America start of August. You would go into an intense pre-season. Now, this will last for about 3 weeks, and then you start your coursework with university. This ties in with the football. So what we advise is students, when they go over, to take maybe less hours for that first semester during the soccer season. Because during the season, you are playing nearly 20 games, sometimes 2 games a week. You're training every day. Usually you go to class about 2 or 3 hours a day. But in order to tie that all in together, you need obviously to have a balance. And overall, we find that students in the second part of the season, which is from December into May, then they end up taking a lot more course hour work to concentrate on actually being a university student.
Does the system in America suit that better than what the system does in Ireland? Is there more readily available hours for sports and sporting scholarships?
Oh, yes, of course. There definitely is. On average, the hours of education in regards to the university offers is up to 18 hours. So you can study for 18 hours during the week and to tie in with the football.
And obviously there's a financial benefit to this as well, because the growing university fees that are here in Ireland don't exist in the USA.
No, definitely not. The reason why you are getting a soccer scholarship is obviously down to the fact you are a good player and also academically very good. Now, on average, when you look at the university cost of education in America, university prices can go anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000, depending on the size of the university and the prestige. But on average, our students, our clients who go to America might pay between $3,000 to $5,000. Now, what this will include is their room, their education, their board, their books, everything that's really a part of the university. So, yet again, you're getting all this because you are a good player and you are a good student.
Yep. And what's going to be the benefits at the end of this scholarship for somebody who's interested in it, Stephen? Is there more openings on the sporting front in America compared to Ireland?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Now, it's a route I've gone down myself. Now, I completed my four-year degree in America. I was fortunate enough afterwards to go into the professional ranks because the university system over there, that is their pathway towards the professional ranks, whereas in England and Ireland, you might have academies at under 16, under 17. A lot of the American students will go to university to try go into the next stage of the professional, whether it's the MLS or the USL. But at the same time, you are a student athlete. That must be said. So once you've completed your degree, there is opportunities then to go down the coaching rank. You can go do a master's. You can go play. But the main objective is that you're coming back with the degree in your back pocket. On the education side, it is very important that you have a future in the sports, whether it is going forward.
And Stephen, has there been an uptick of players over the last number of years from the Northwest and showing interest in even moving on to soccer scholarships in the States?
At the moment, the Northwest has kind of been unfound in some ways for us. We've done a lot of our work out of the Southeast, as in Dublin. We've been up in Belfast. A lot of players, obviously in the Northwest, it's Gaelic football orientated, it's a lot of GA. So what we want to do is we want to be able to come to Letterkenny and kind of get it out there that these opportunities are out in the US for students to actually go on and progress, to be to play soccer at a full-time level while also incorporating your academics as well.
And if somebody wants to get more information before the assessment day and they're listening to this now today and they're thinking that they'd be good enough to get on a scholarship in America for the soccer, what's the process there?
So the process is to log on to the website. It's www.pass4soccer.com. Register your details. So really just put in your academic background, your footballing background, and then we'll be back in touch immediately. Really letting you know then if you are acceptable towards this course to go for a university scholarship in America. And then on the day, we'll obviously have the event where we'll have a PowerPoint presentation and an actual game, which will be videoed.
Okay then, Stephen, thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport today, and the best of luck with your information and assessment day in Letterkenny.
That's great. Thank you very much.